Know that?
Yeah, and that guy is, you better know, he's here now. The man's in the house. Get down here and be shaving that damn head now.
Yeah, I challenged him to come on down here and do it in public.
So we might have
Yeah, let's get some, I got a shaver and some shaving cream. I'll do it for him.
I think you should.
I think I should too.
Live right now.
Absolutely.
Let's get this done.
Man. Jason, good job, though, Jason. We got a lot of people out there talking. A lot of neat things happening. Brian Deegan was in here, talked about the fight that he's going to have.
Yeah.
That's got to be a great deal for you.
That was really exciting. Actually, ever since I started Alice Mania, I always thought, action sports guys, who can I get to fight each other who are tough in action sports?
Right.
So the first guy I thought of was Deegan because I know he's a Metal Militia sponsor, MMA guys. I know he's got a gym. I know he trains. So I thought he might have a chance, but I was like, he won't risk it because in skateboarding and motocross and all our sports, if you lose a boxing fight, it's like you'll be known as this guy who sucks for the rest of your life. Even though no one understands that if you actually stood in there, you're actually way tougher than everybody else. But that's just the way we are. If you lose, you'd be like, oh, yeah, remember that time you lost and stuck and you can't fight? He's like, they're really tough. But him and him and Mirror are both unbelievably commendable for stepping in and fighting, and they were like, yeah, man, we're ready. I'm like, you're sure you're ready?
Yeah. Well, you might have another fight booked after that one.
This should be interesting.
John, you might have another fight booked with Cameron Steele going in the ring.
Cameron Steele wants to fight who?
Well, I don't know. We might see a Deegan. That's just a...
But we Man and We Matt are going to fight each other as well.
Tell us more about Ellis Mania.
Ellis Mania is like, so mad fights are very, I don't know how to put it. You just have to watch like blindfolded fights with electric dot colors and
somebody
there's
hot chick
fights and there's one arm fights. And
somebody put it this way. They said Ellis Mania is like MMA on crack.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Does that work?
But it's not as dangerous as MMA. You know what I mean? Like I've got it where nobody dies. Maybe I think only like one time or no, two times somebody actually got knocked out. The guys that were training for a real fight, and you know,
is there grappling? Is it
no, just boxing. Okay. But we've had fights where two guys have fought like this with their arms are taped together and their legs are taped together, and they're wearing a T-shirt that they say they look like one person. And they fight another two guys with three arms, like that. And those guys, they're allowed to kick each other if they want to. I don't care.
What size gloves are you on?
16-ounce headgear.
So it's kind of like a tough man competition?
Kind of, yeah. But it's like a comedy tough man competition. And then at the end, there's usually a legitimate tough man fight between people that we know in the action sports world.
I'd like to propose another potential way of fighting, and tell me what you think of this CEO slugfest. What you get is CEOs who are or companies that are suing each other, and instead of settling in court, they settle it in the ring in Ellis Mania, and then the loser has to give money to charity.
If only the world was as magical as you want it to be, right there. I agree.
What's McGrath?
Why
doing?
Is McGrath out?
Something. McGrath's in the hot pit. Jeff.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Now, I know, Jeff, that would be your pick.
He's got a flat, right rear flat.
Just in time. John, what do you think? Let's run it down. Let's get
he'll be all right.
Your pick.
You know what?
We're going to let Jason pick. We'll let two. Adrian
all right.
Channing.
You know what? I'm like at a toss-up here, but since I have to pick one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my man, Carl.
Carl, okay. Hey,
you know,
Jeff. Carl right here. He took Carl.
Yeah, okay. I'm
going to
have to go with Carl.
I know Jeff's going with Jeremy. I don't even need to ask.
MC.
Because
no
that's
doubt.
A leg rider right there.
Yeah.
Well, if Robbie Gordon was racing, we know you'd
pick. I would pick, yeah.
Well, all right. So
we get Dawson in on that, too.
I got my teammate,
so
Brian
Deegan.
Take?
Deegan.
What do you think?
Hey,
Dawson. Yeah. But I have to tell you, always have to look out for Rob McCack.
We're making it bad.
Rob Mack, no doubt.
He's,
how about you, Jason?
He's consistent. Especially on a track like this.
I'm a Showtime fan all the way.
Right there.
His truck is always set up well, especially on a small type.
I would actually want Twitch to win, but I think he's got a couple of
okay, McGrath's fixed. He's going to be able to
take him, Pudia.
He's going to be put back in his right spot. He'll be good to go.
You're going to take...
And it's good to tire went flat now.
You took... No, that was good.
And Deegan. Can I take two?
Yeah, you can take both.
Okay.
All right. I was going to take Rob, too. But
so they put McGrath back up front, or where's he at? Where's he starting?
I don't think he loses a spot for that.
No, he doesn't. But where's he starting?
The flag.
Now, remember, Jeff, Rob, Mac's going to start in the back because he had engine change, Adrian.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Bedell, looks like his crew. Taking?
Everybody get together for a shot for live on dirt coming out.
And you know, I've been over here.
John,
ready?
They weren't sure they were going to get there. They weren't sure that they were going to. He's in the back, so I'm kind of wondering what's going on.
Now, who's that, John?
Is in our car?
Is he in your car?
Right.
Who's driving
that?
Yeah.
It looks like Greg Agler is.
There you go. Side by side on the inside move. Look at this, Naughton.
Nice.
Nice move. And Moody on the outside.
Come on, showtime.
Oh, man.
Get up there, MC.
Well, Jeff, Ampudia flies over the big jump. Robbie Woods is right there.
You know what? Norton's been very fast in qualifying everything. Norton's going to do a good job. He likes these tracks.
Yeah, we got Steve back there. Mary Kay and a lot of them that you know, Adrian, are all back there watching from Crandon. So pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of fans.
Shout out to those guys.
You know, look at
Mary Kay and Steve.
Looking at Adler's truck, it very definitely is the Speed Technologies Pro 2.
Don't you like? Now you should have bet on that.
Well,
huh?
You know what? I was really kind of excited about the question because I want him to drive something that we built an engine
to see what he can do with it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Here we go.
Ampudia running second. Woods, McGrath, Rent-A-Center, Deegan, Geyser.
Oh!
Oh! And that was next to us. Phil Bowman.
Oh.
Phil Bowman goes over right here.
Wow.
We can't get any closer to the action.
Wouldn't want to be.
Jason, last time you were with us, you were saying that we're nuts. And now what do you think? That's as close as you're going to get to the action right there.
We talked about this earlier.
That was pretty remarkable.
Dawson's going, you got to be kidding.
I don't think he's going to make it back into the race.
Dawson's over here going, that was sick.
John, he was almost in our laps.
You know what? I was trying to figure out where I was going to go.
I don't know.
And I was, you know, and all this stuff about Adler. I talked to him. He goes, I'll just kind of stay in the back, and I won't do much with it. And,
he said, wipe your butt, wipe your butt, everybody.
Yeah, I think we are.
Wow.
Yeah, no doubt.
I wonder if he got help or how that happened.
I don't know, but
they're going to try to flip it back over. He's obviously he's all right because they just want to flip him back over.
So how do you flip it back over a barrier?
Well, from here, it looks like
drive
the truck
it back
is okay.
Out.
Oh yeah, good idea.
He'll drive it to the other side. But a great guy out in California, John. You know Phil pretty good, and what a tough break coming over that K rail.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Up
the wife just texted me. She goes, "Are we okay?"
She's probably sitting in the stands watching us. Going,
yeah,
wow,
we're fine.
She is.
Everyone in the stands is now looking at us.
Hey, what's going on, Phil?
Everybody, hi guys.
What's up, everybody? We're okay.
No, we're good. But wow. I'll tell you what, I would have been pissed if my laptop had been crushed.
I know, right?
Those Macs would have been done.
Your camera, too.
Yeah.
Your camera's out there.
I'm not so worried about the camera.
Your MacBook Pro.
This MacBook Pro has my life on it.
How about
our ice chest with drinks, Jeff?
I know. Everything I've done since I've been here is not backed up at my server at home.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
That's not going to work there.
No.
We're good.
But he's staying in the truck, so I think he wants to try to give this thing a shot and see if he can get it going again.
See if that spot's working. Yep.
All right, we got him sliding a little bit. We're trying to get him up on the side, off the roof. The roof is gone. He wants to go.
They're pretty good at doing this. These guys are good.
They got to switch the strap, and they'll put it up on the other side. They got to lift it, put it up over here on the left door.
I think they just need to put a little bit higher wall in this one.
I think so, John.
Boy, he slid all the way down here.
It kind of rolled, didn't it? It did a little K-rail ride.
Yeah.
Adrian's done that before.
You would have thunk that he'd, it looked like...
Last time we were around, what am I doing in here,
He was dodging
now
rocks.
He's really saying...
You couldn't see any of the track. All you were doing every now and then, you just get hit in the face with a couple of rocks. That was the whole thing. I'm like, I like you guys, but
I'm
not coming
too much.
Here,
like put that lucky 20 over there. That's the...
No, you know what? I'm leaving the lucky 20 there.
Okay. Okay, they got him over.
All right, cool.
Here we go.
All right.
Well, hopefully the oils and all that gets messed up a lot when that happens, so they'll get that checked out.
Yeah,
that's the only problem, John. You know that. You've been
upside down that long?
Yeah. I've been upside down way too many times, and so has Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
What about Jason?
Jason, he's been upside down.
How many times have you been upside down now?
I don't know.
Well, I suspect quite a few. A few times because he's acquired the name of Yard Sale.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
I'm sorry to bring that up, but...
Funny, I'll be weird my attention to the front of my truck, and I was like, oh, okay, my name's Yard Sale. Fair enough. I was actually, on Friday, it was an emotional roll, that one. I did not see that one coming. All the other ones, I kind of deserved them, but I felt like I was really taking it easy. I was like, it's Friday morning, got a long weekend, dude, chillax, and all of a sudden I'm upside down. Yeah, I'm flipping around the air, and I'm
right over here.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
I want to go home. Right there.
Turn two right here.
Looks like they're going to tow him off, Jeff.
So, anyway, getting back to Adler, he said, he's going to take it easy on the truck. Well, just before we were almost pulverized by a Pro 2, wasn't taking it easy. Yeah. And I looked him right in the eyes, and I go, yeah, right, Greg. I know. He's a very emotional driver.
And he's already made up one spot, looks like, right?
No, he made up three.
Yeah, what happened? Because they put it back to the original starting
place? Yeah, he was sideways at the inside of the Geico jump. And
well, the K-Rail did do his job, you guys, so we have to thank the K-Rail for that
one.
Because without that, they would have been in here.
Absolutely. And I hope Lucas doesn't move us.
They did come over here.
So, John,
it'd be cool if you could make it higher.
Are we correct?
Yeah.
And that Adler's in your Pro 2.
That's way too low.
Like four stories high.
Okay. So anybody, the people who are listening at home,
you're safe at that point.
Difficult
really
it is to get into a truck you don't know and go race.
Yes.
Right out of the gun like that. That's incredibly difficult.
It is. It's very difficult, At the same time, your guys are going to find out that he's going to take to this truck like a duck to water and find it very easy to drive.
That's great.
He seems
comfortable already.
The truck wants to start.
The way we set our trucks up is very... it's very simple. And... our power plants are very drivable.
I think he's up in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still trying. Phil's still trying to get it going, but...
I got to say, that was a definite skateboard move, K-rail ride. Adrian, you've done a few of those.
They need to put some steel plates up on the top of these K-rails.
Yeah, I think so. That could have been...
Yeah, if you look at the fencing there, if we want to do a nice wall ride up the fence, we got to get a good run off the Geico side.
Right. You want to cut it. That would be part of the track, right? You just kind of get up top like they do in the...
I think you get a good run at
top. Hot Wheels, like a Hot Wheels track up top on the
track. And mind you guys, Adrian's really experienced at this.
He's done. This is the wild man, folks.
It was in prim, right?
Yeah, Jeff, let's pin. Jeff,
it was
can
in
we?
Prim?
Yeah. John, look at this. Can we pin this, Jeff?
Yeah, let's see.
Let's get this shirt, Jeff.
Okay, hold on. Let me get the camera.
Adrian's experience with this...
K-Rails.
With this Hot Wheels stuff. And let's see if we can zoom into this.
There it is.
Right. This is Adrian up on a
famous ride at Prim.
It doesn't. You can't really tell, but that's about 25 feet up in the air, riding, grinding the fence, coming down, stayed in the lead.
Yeah,
like to say it was intentional, but
it really never lost a beat.
You know, the fans loved it. My kids were down there in Prim watching Adrian. It was incredible. They came home. That's all they talked about.
On here too.
How wild. What kind of show you put on, man.
You know, in all the years I've been doing this, that was the most inspiring, or at least the crazy, whatever it is, everybody was so into that moment and how it turned out. It was just like awe-inspiring to everybody who watched it.
And they, you know, you never, it they was, said you never let off.
Crazy.
You just kept going.
I didn't let off. But you know, it wasn't like it was just an instant reaction. You just kind of hope for the best, and it worked out. One in a million shot.
Well, folks, they got the truck out of here, and Pace truck is back on. They're coming out of the hot pits.
List for
Rodrigo Ampudio running second. Robbie Woods third. McGrath will be in the fourth spot. Brian Deegan fifth. Carl Renizenter sixth. Jeff Geiser seventh. Twitch Steinberg is in the eighth spot, Rob Mack ninth, and Greg Adler 10th, top 10.
And now I may be wanting to cheat a little bit and add Rob Norton to my list of who's going to win.
Oh, look at this guy.
Trying to pull a Jeff.
Man, you
Jeff
can't
does
do that.
That sometimes.
That's leg riding.
Jeff leg ride. That's, no, Jeff,
you know,
Jeff,
I say, wait a second, George. Do I have to show him the picture? Okay, that's it. That's showing the picture.
Adrian, don't. Sure,
we're
Jason
talk
Ellis.
About, talking
picture.
About leg riding, dude.
Sorry, I get hang here.
We're going to hang you out to dry right
this
here.
This was
that's
at
George
the Baja 500.
Riding
I'm
Robbie
sorry.
Gordon.
Adrian,
leg. Look
I
at that.
It wasn't intentional. You know,
it wasn't intentional. You hear that? Wow. Really?
It was an accidental shot, Jason.
I'm not sure that.
What happened?
I'm not sure if.
That's Robbie Gordon and George down there. He's all over him like a fly on you.
You like
what.
That guy, huh?
Well, he's a good guy.
You like that guy.
He seems like a cool dude.
He's cool.
He's way cool.
He likes you, Jason.
We are back.
He does
you,
like me. Huh? Like
here
him.
We go. Here we go, folks. Rob Naughton. Ampudia. Woods. McGrath. Deegan. Carl Renizenter. Geiser. Twitch. John, your top running order.
Yep, and Carl's back there a ways, but he'll work his way up. Yeah. Carl's a patient guy.
Adrian, do you ever think about Pro 2, or you just like the Pro 4?
You know, I ran Pro 2 in 2008. I'd always liked to do the two-truck deal. It's just it's expensive, and it's a lot of work. You got to have the right crew. You got to have the right truck. You got to have a lot of everything, including money, and I'd like to continue doing it,
John,
so I'm all for it.
I'm with you.
John is agreeing.
Here we go, guys.
All right, great. Jeff, go to it, man. Rob Naughton, go for it.
Rob Naughton, Ampudia, Woods, McGrath, Deegan, Renizenter, Geiser, Rob Mack,
I don't.
Twitch,
if you watch,
Adler.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You
Jeff,
know what?
On the gun is Rob Mack. Did you see that, John?
He's hunting Geiser right now.
Hey. Rob Mack is always on the gun.
Oh, he is picking them off like ducks in the water.
Don't count Showtime out, guys.
Rodrigo's
absolutely not.
He's flying. He's a little too aggressive, and this is not the type of track where you want to air it out as much. I think Rodrigo's going to get hurt in terms of his positions if he doesn't check up a little bit.
We get a little radio traffic, Jeff. If you want to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's Rob Mack. This is Rob Mack, Jason.
Ah, shit. We got smoke.
Clear. Three clear.
You know what? I'm not giving up on Adler anyway.
No.
Because I kind of have a built-in favoritism. He's in my truck.
Exactly.
So...
Uh-oh, did Greg just get hung up? No.
Clear, outside.
I don't think so.
And not you're not sure who that was.
Is that Twitch?
That was Twitch.
Oh, look at that. He landed on top of Ampudia landed on the back of Woods' truck. Off that jump, Jeff.
Yeah. Ampudia is airing it out over everything. And
you know what?
That's going to happen.
He landed, Jeff, right on top. Adrian.
I'm going to tell you something right now. They're going to take each other out. Watch.
Yeah. Ask me if I'm surprised.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
It's going to be Woods and Ampudia taking each other out.
They don't like each other.
No, they don't.
Who doesn't like each other?
Woods and Ampudia.
Woods just screwed up.
When it comes to these two.
So here comes Ampudia. Here comes the two of them through the whoops together.
Watch him up
man,
here,
man. There must be one heck of a groove in that.
You should be allowed to fight like hockey halfway through.
Yeah, we need a ring out
oh,
here.
They just hit each other again.
Oh my God! I'm
telling you, man.
Look at that.
Woods McGrath's going to be right there to get it.
Look at Ampudia. McGrath. Look at Deegan. Oh, Renneseter. Look at the Mac up on Renneseter.
Yeah, here comes Rob Mac.
And you know what? Adler is in play.
He's there. He ain't out.
Yeah, that Adler in play is amazing. I mean, it's as good as your truck is, John, it's really hard to... Because you build... It's like a relationship. You build a relationship with your truck, and then you get given another woman to run, and it's like, it's not that easy.
Yeah, but sometimes it's
Pierce run. Out of the hot pits.
Robbie Pierce.
That made no sense at all. But my wife's listening, it totally did.
Jason.
And Pudia was in the wall again.
Oh, you man. Know, I'm glad this isn't recorded.
Well, right now, it is. Pudia. Woods is still hanging tough in second. Behind Nott, McGrath up on the Pudia Deegan. Renneseter with the Mac. Here comes Kaiser. Your truck's smoking a little bit, John, but it's not stopping him.
Well,
it might be a tire rub or something rubbing.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. But you know what? The truck looks good under him.
You know, I think if you're right about letting somebody, you know, a guy getting in that thing and really showing people what it can do.
Now, Norton's starting to put some space between him and second place Woods, which indicates that once if he makes it to the midweight point, then he's looking good for the second half.
Wow. I bet Mary Kay and Steve Naughton back east are watching their guy, Naughton out front. Woods, Ampudia, McGrath, Deegan, Renneseter, Mac.
Well, we got Mary's got Ampudia as the fastest.
Yeah.
At a 44.1.
But they're not catching Naughton.
They're laying some they're laying some good lap times down.
Ampudia's got the fastest lap time, you guys, just
that's
so you know.
Mary Kay was even popping. That's pretty cool, Jeff.
Yeah.
You know? But landing on the back of Robbie Wood's truck, I think, kind of screwed him up a little bit. Oh, there's a yellow.
Competition yellow is out.
Naughton's other fender just flies off.
He's having a yard sale.
Yeah, he's got fenders. He don't care.
See, you're not the only one, Jason.
Yeah. I know I'm not the only one. Why is my name yard sale?
Well, it's just...
Sorry, dude. Hey,
it's just, I know. I don't want to talk about it.
It's funny how they pop off. That's all. It was pretty... It was fun.
It was not fun at all.
For you, but...
When you start winning, we'll change it to podium.
Yeah, I can't wait for that name. Don't hold your breath.
That podium.
What do you mean? You're doing a lot better.
Look at it. Got you ninth spot, man. That sticker.
What's that?
Got you ninth, man. That's
I know. I feel like I should get a trophy with ninth on it or something.
Hey, it's top ten. Kind of, that's good.
Hey, we'll give you a trophy with ninth on it.
You got 18 trucks. You got halfway through the field, Jason. Awesome.
We'll take a piece of your yard sale and put the sticker
like
on it. Have you sign it, and we'll auction that thing off for charity.
Yeah, and we'll put a big knife on it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are a bunch of assholes.
That would sell. What do you mean? Come on, man.
I thought I'd be more excited. I just want to leave now. You guys suck.
Oh man, come on.
I'm kidding. We're good.
Well, you'll be able to hear the radio from Mac a little bit. We'll see what they say.
You should have got on that thing
earlier.
We
were busy having fun, I guess, with Jason. Sorry about that, guys. And fans. But we're having a lot of fun with Jason. It's great to have him in here. And Adrian.
I'm really not that exciting. Sorry.
Be ready. 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 Green, green, green. Two inside. One inside.
Come on, MC.
Yep. If Carl makes a move.
Oh, McGrath. Man, Carl just blocked out Rob. Rob had no place to go.
Rob's going to get him now.
Yep.
Oh, shoot.
Yep. A lot of bumping going to be going on right here.
Man, I wish I could see that.
Well, I think Adler's going to follow Carl through the pile.
Who the hell is that? Is that Woods on the inside?
It is.
Woods is having problems. Oh, look at that. Ampudia. Oh,
and Woods are getting together again.
Doors coming
telling
down
you, man.
That section.
I told you they're going to take each other
and
out.
They just hit on the other side of that turn.
Woods just...
McGrath was in the mix there.
We'll see how they come out, Jeff. Here's Naughton.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's what I told you was going to happen.
Yeah, look
Showtime at McGrath right this
McGrath
second.
McGrath knows how to watch. And Boudia, Renner Center. Look at Adler in your
Adler.
Hey. Adler up there.
In front of Deegan and McCaffrey.
You know what? I'm thinking if he does well, we may be building him a new truck. Yeah,
we need to get a camera at the finish over here when they pull off the track, because I think there's going to be some fist flying.
Oh. You think so?
Woods is going to be so mad
at
I'm telling you. Somebody, we need a cameraman over there for that. I'm telling you.
We might have to send breaking news over there.
How about McGrath, though, slipping right into that second spot?
He's so good under pressure.
Look at the flying Ampudia coming back.
And look at this. Adler moves up to five.
I got to say, John, that's tough, man. He's holding off Mack and Deegan. Here, Robbie Woods back in the back.
Yeah, he's mad,
I'm kind of excited about it, you know?
Yeah. Showing your truck what it can do, man.
Hey, I know what's a good truck.
Norton's got some. Starting to make a gap again.
Spun him out.
Spun who out?
It was.
They got a yellow too. He's stuck right there, Jeff. There's a position just lost. Right there.
It was Carl.
Carl got nailed.
Renner.
Let's see how they come around. Here we go.
No, it was Rob Mack, actually.
Was it Mack?
Yeah.
Hey, there's Renner Center right there.
Oh, Renner Center in fourth. Look at this. Deegan followed by Geyser now. There's Adler. No Mack. Mack got taken out.
Yeah, it was Rob Mack.
He's not a happy guy. We need another camera down there. There's Rob Mack. Look at the back right side of that truck.
He's going to be mad.
His sister and everybody back home at Nevada Off-Road Buggy watching this.
Well, let's see what happened. Oh, well, Mary Kay's screaming Naughton.
Well, she loves Naughton.
That's
Steve's brother.
He's
right there,
killing it right now, though, for real.
Yeah, he is.
Rob has a good cushion. He's looking consistent, too.
He's doing awful good right now.
And Pootie is doing everything he can to get around Mack. Renner Center.
He's all over the track, man. Somehow he makes that work.
What happened to my truck?
I don't know.
Looks like Adler got it. Adler may have got a stop and go.
Shit.
Maybe he's the one that hit.
Yeah, it could have been part of the Mack deal.
Rob Mack.
Know? Yeah.
They penalized him.
Wow. Well, he was going for it, John.
All right, we're on lap 17. Two to go now.
Greg's an emotional driver.
And Ampudia is trying to do everything on McGrath.
Yeah, he wants McGrath back.
Yeah. Well, Deegan running in fifth. Jeff Geyser, followed by Twitch and Robbie Woods, followed by Mack. There goes Nunley. Robbie Pierce having a lot of problems as Greg Adler goes by. Greg probably not a happy camper.
Oh, Twitch is going to get some. Yeah!
Nice move.
There you go.
Damn.
He's doing good today. He really is.
Man, he's working his way up, man. I think he's going to do better every time.
Well, second and third are getting closer to Naughton.
Two more laps, guys.
Jeff.
Two more laps. You will see the white flag come out the next time around.
Jeff McGrath is getting a little closer, Jeff.
Well, the track is... slippery, I'll tell you.
Look at McGrath, about two trucks closer.
It's actually stuck through.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Deegan is doing phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, you got Knott. Knott, McGrath, and Boudia. And Renner Center, your top four. And they're all together. One mistake, Jeff, it could be any guy's win. These guys...
Yeah. It's not close. All right, you're going to see the white flag come out.
Right.
Now, there it is.
Yeah.
One to go.
So, Jeff, there's not.
You better pull it out right now.
Yeah. And sideways way before everybody.
Rent-A-Center is...
He's wow. He's got tricks.
Rent-A-Center's going for broke right now.
That dude's got a hat full of them.
He's going to show Ampudia
He's
going to
hop
tricks.
A hat full of them.
Tricks doing good today, huh?
Yeah, yeah he's holding them off now. He's gone on those guys.
Look at this, McGrath.
Come on, MC. Hold on.
Oh.
And here they come around the final turn. Naughton looks like he's going to hold it off. And Naughton will take the checkered flag.
Wow.
McGrath will finish second. And Ampudia will finish third. There's your top three on the podium.
Oh, look. Ampudia runs in the back of McGrath.
Really?
After the start finish. Tag the back end.
What is up with that?
I don't know, but I know McGrath.
He just put his net down. He's not too happy about that.
That was they're going to penalize Ampudia for that.
I don't like that, you know? Just, you lost, dude.
Twitch got six, right?
You don't got to take McGrath out
Creeping
like
up,
that.
Creeping up, man.
And Pudia, you know, just an attitude, you know?
That's what I'm talking about.
Who is this Pudio?
He's from Ensenada.
Rodrigo.
He's from where?
Ensenada.
Mexico.
Ensenada?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with it?
It's just he's from Mexico. Let's just say Mexico driver. Okay.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
He's an off-road racer, ball haul, that kind of stuff. Short track, Papa's and beer, sponsor,
The only thing that has to do with it is...
There's going to be some mad people, I'm just telling you.
He's going to get penalized, I'm sure.
And Pudia, John can say, John, he's kind of...
What do they penalize? How do they do that?
They'll probably take away
a very intense.
Take away a point?
His podium.
Oh, what? They put him back in fourth or something?
They might.
What does that mean? That Rent-A-Center gets
third.
The podium?
Yeah.
He would get third.
I guess that's fair. If you're going to be a kook, you should get your shit taken away from you.
Wait, there's no reason for that. The race was over. McGrath beat him.
Saying he did that? He did that on purpose?
Oh yeah.
Did he know that McGrath is a good friend of mine and I'll knock him out for fun?
No, I mean,
some guy with a balaclava will knock him out, and I wouldn't have had anything to do with it.
He will now, Jason.
Well, let's see what happens, Jeff. Jason, go out there and give him a little.
I'm showtime security.
Here we go.
Right,
well,
let's figure it out.
Let's see who's going to be first. They're going to wait for him right here. That's what they're doing right now, Adrian.
Yeah.
They're thinking about who they're going to let come through here.
If Tommy Morris, who's the tech director who watches this stuff, if he saw that, he's most likely going to react and penalize him and take away his podium.
If Ampudi was smart, he'd say, my brakes failed. You know what,
What did McGrath do?
That's what Tony said.
He deserved that.
Absolutely nothing.
It was just
beat him.
It must have
he
been about the coming onto the straightaway when something happened and he went from fifth to second. And then Pudia went backwards. That's probably
that was a clean
what
pass.
Hurting about.
You saw it?
I watched it on the big screen.
Showtime's not dirty. Come on.
Nah, man.
He just bumped the back end of him.
Well, they're still haven't let in.
Jerish me did.
Right.
So it looks
I
like
would call that a pussy more than not dirty. Because I would have pushed you for
they're
sure.
Go ahead
I know
him,
you would have.
They're going to let him get third.
I'll push anybody. I get
Ampudia.
It's
I mean,
very rare that I get to push anybody, so I've got to do it.
They're going to let him get third.
Okay. I don't think penalize.
So I know I was shoving on somebody in front of me.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's only fair.
Yeah.
Man, he did that too easy.
Here comes showtime, you guys. He still gets that second spot. Ampudia will take third.
They're giving it to him anyway?
Yep, they're giving it to him.
Yeah.
Good
see if Jeremy will see us over here. I'm sure he knows we're here.
Yeah, showtime.
He's pumped.
I love that dude.
Yep.
And here comes Ampudia, the guy who just never happy.
What's happening? He's finally, you showed up. I've been trying to get him over here, Jeff, all weekend. Ampudia,
he
trying
said,
to get
George,
him.
You're bad luck.
No, did he say that again?
Yeah, he said, you're bad luck.
He pointed you.
He said, you're bad luck.
Well, after our deal, I had him in Mexico in Baja at the finish. He was working the thing with me at the finish. We're waiting on some of the drivers, and I told him, hey, you know, you need to come and give Jeff and I some love in the booth. You know, Adrian, I said, he's been dogging us all year. So he said, John, he says, I'll be there for the next race. I'll be in the booth with you. I think he was just pulling a little fun right there.
Well, you know what? It's because he keeps dogging that he
I
gets
gave him
the bad
a
luck.
Lot of press, man. I gave him some coverage down there in Baja. And he went down and did burnouts in Bryce Menzies, who won the race, Jason. downtown in Ensenada did burnouts in front of Papa's and Beer restaurant down on Main Street.
That's cool, right?
Yeah, pretty cool.
And didn't go to jail.
Didn't go to jail, but well, Robbie Gordon got
key to the city when you're that guy.
Robbie
right?
Gordon got DQ'd for doing it. So,
oh yeah, he sure did.
Well, what's up with that?
Did you like that, sir?
He's,
was
that
he got
again?
Caught.
He's
he
from
calling
Mexico.
Me? Was he?
He's
did he
from
say
Ensenada.
Bad luck? He never came in the booth. He cannot say bad luck against me. Yeah. You know, John, he would have won if he came in the booth today.
Someone probably. Said it's great to see Adrian right. in the booth. That's pretty
awesome.
Cool.
It is. Thank you. Thanks a lot, guys. It's
all right, Adrian.
I'm out.
Jenny. Thanks, bro.
It's been great. See you later.
Jason Ellis out.
So I wonder where my girl Savannah and my boy Winston went. Yeah, I think
well,
I'm gonna.
Well, John, what do you think, man?
I think I'm gonna take a little.
You gonna take a breather?
I think that was a heck of a race.
I know it was.
You know, and as a driver, it does. It takes a couple laps to get warmed up to a new truck.
And, yeah. And track, new track, new truck.
And Adler just kind of...
He was killing it, really.
He just jumped right...